Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Tracy Cruz. Thank you, my love, for joining us. And be sure, family, to purchase her new hit single, Losing in Love, available on iTunes, Google Play. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, we all have our own special knit. We find it in life. Some of us are made to be behind the mic, like yours truly, like the Teddy Bear. And then you have those, like the soulful siren, Lauren Emerson, captivating vocalist, Stella Moore, with her new hit single, Spike's Groove, and her upcoming debut EP, just around the corner, due to be released in May. So on behalf of The Zone and LOTL Radio, it is my pleasure to welcome the incredible and simply captivating Stella Moore, my queen. How are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Good to talk to you, Teddy.
Oh, the pleasure is truly all mine. And congratulations on a wonderful new single.
Thank you so much. We put a lot of hard work into it, so it's really exciting to be able to share it.
You know, listening to your music and looking at quite a few of your live performances, you love the stage, and the stage definitely loves you. You have such an incredible stage presence, and I just, like I said at the beginning of the broadcast, that you find people that have their niche, what they're meant to do. And I want you to talk to the listeners out there. What exactly does it mean to you to be an artist, to have something that you can call your own that means so much to you, to share with so many listeners out there?
To me, it's a huge blessing and a huge responsibility to be an artist. I've been given a gift, and that is huge. To be able to express and tell my story and the story of others, and to be able to share it in a way that people will listen is incredible. And I don't take it lightly. And a lot of the songs that I write, they do have a lot of meaning, and there's a lot of purpose and passion behind them, and a message. And I see it as my goal to bring love and connection to people. So it's a big blessing, but a huge responsibility, because I feel it in my core and in my gut that I have to have these messages be heard. So I feel like it's my duty to do whatever I have to do to get it out there to the world.
Well, listening to your music, it comes across as being very therapeutic for you. A lot of us have a very, sometimes it can be very challenging to express oneself as far as feelings and emotions, and also showing a sense of vulnerability. And it seems to me, from the outside looking in, you have been able to capture that, where you've been able to express those emotions through your music. Do you find it that it is a sense of therapy for you?
Oh, it's totally therapy. I couldn't exist without music and without expressing and letting things go. Part of creation is throwing it all out there and coming to terms with it and accepting it. And you know, we can't change most of the things that happen in life, but we can at least do our best to accept the the situation and the circumstances and just try to love and be better from them.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things I find fascinating about the music industry, the industry has a tendency to try to label different artists or try to put you in a box. And I love your freedom where you don't want to be labeled. You look at yourself as a person, as being a creative force, creating things naturally, organically. How does it feel to you to have that kind of level of freedom where you have that level where you just, you know what, I'm going in to create what I feel and I'm going to make sure that everybody can connect in what I'm doing?
For me, that's the only way to be. One of the first songs they wrote in Nashville, I've never released it, but it was called Circle in a Square.
Okay.
And it's all about dealing with that. It's all about, you know, not really fitting into the box, you know, especially being in Music City. It's, you know, everyone wants to put a label on something. I mean, that's just how brains need it. But I never want to limit myself. You know, I know that I am capable and there's bits and pieces of all genres and things that are a part of me and my essence. So I never just want to call myself one thing or get stuck in one thing. I can't ever let that happen.
does it make it somewhat challenging? Because when you have that kind of gift and family, she has an incredible voice. Being an independent artist, knowing that it's challenging because everything you do, you have complete creative control over it. But at the same time, knowing that if you have the machine behind you, they can get your brand and your product out there more. But at the same time, they want to try to control every aspect of who you are. Do you find that challenging, knowing that that's going to come soon, much sooner than later? You have to steadfast as far as I want to make sure that I remain true to who I am as an artist.
The way I see it, there's two ways to live life. You know, you can live life for passion, for love, for the spiritual reason, or you can get caught in the rat race in the machine, and you can live life and do your career and do your purpose to fit the golden standard or be put in that box. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, being an artist, especially at this level, is very hard financially. It's not the easiest thing in the whole wide world. But I would never want to just sell my soul out for success that doesn't even feel good or right or genuine or even deserved, in my opinion, for me, because it wouldn't be real, you know. So as hard as it is to be an independent artist and to do so many things myself and not just have that big company to rely on or tell me what to do, for me, independent, unless I find a label that's willing to work with my creative control issues, I guess,
right.
then I don't think that's really the route I'm going for. You know, I'm not in this to be a big pop star for fame. Honestly, fame has killed all of my favorite artists. I'm in this to make a message and a meaningful one and to spread love. And if I can't do that, then I don't, you know what I mean? Then there's no point for me anymore. So,
absolutely. For those who haven't had an opportunity to see you perform live and they say, you know what, I have some tickets to go see Stella Moore perform live, what can they expect in a live performance from you?
I always like to say it's an experience. You know, I like to be one with my audience. It's about our moment together, our time together. You know, the show isn't just me, it's all of us. And I really do feel that when I'm on stage. I love getting it with my fans and being free. You know, this world's so messed up, and if we can, you know, have at least an hour where we're just all grooving together as one, then that's why I just, you know, those moments are what make it all worth it, you know, when we can be unified.
You know, I've never been really good as far as comparing artists to one another. I really don't like that, but I must say, your vibe, your attitude and your demeanor, you remind me so much of Stevie Nicks. You really do. And your vocal prowess, you remind me a little bit of Tina Marie because you have so much, I call it essence, a natural essence about you that draws people in to you. Can it sometimes get a little bit overwhelming because you know so many people have fallen in love with your music and yourself, and they want more. They want more of you, especially they're waiting on this debut EP from you.
I always try to keep my head on straight and my ego in check.
Okay.
You know, there's so many talented and amazing people in this world, and I feel so honored to have the gifts that I do. But at the end of the day, I'm just a being like everyone else, and I'm truly honored and just ecstatic when people want to hear more music and want to be and want more of what I'm trying to do. This message and my gift and everything that I'm working towards and living for, the bigger team, the bigger army of love that I have surrounding it is just amazing to me, and I'm just thankful for it.
It's really a beautiful experience when you know that you have a team, a strong team that cares about you, not as an artist, but as a person. Because it's, as you said, it can be challenging when you know people are not there for you as a person, but they're there because they feel like they can get something from you. Can you kind of tell the listeners out there, how important has it or how beneficial has it been for you to have a strong team around you and also being able to maintain that balance between the business aspect of music and also a personal life?
You know, I've had my ups and downs with the music business. I don't want to spend time focusing on negative things, but I've had my fair share of just bad encounters with people and experiences on this journey here. But I have built a team the past few years that is like family. We really are like family. My band, my management, my producer, we are all in this as one, you know. My name might be Stella Moore, but it's so much bigger than just me, and I couldn't do it without them. And it's really all grown and come together with them, you know. Like, I've been fighting and trying to make this happen for most of my life, so it's really been within the past 2 years with that solid community behind me where things have really actually started happening. You know, we've got our first two singles done, the EP, and you know, we're just getting more and more shows. It's a true blessing, and it's so beautiful to see it grow and to see it evolve from just a few dreams written down on a journal, you know?
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned a producer. Can you explain to the listeners out there, how important is it to have a producer that gets you, that understands you, not only understands you, but being able through the recording process to bring something else out of you that you might not realize that you had?
Oh, it's so important to have the right producer. It's like making a child, you know, a record producer.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to compare it to kids. I don't have kids, you know. I know that that's a whole other level, but for me, this is like my baby. So you want to obviously make your baby with the best partner, you know. You want to make sure that it's got all the right qualities and the, you know, the right work ethic behind it, and it's done, you know, how you really want it to be done. For me, the biggest thing I was looking for is realness and rawness. You know, I wasn't, I don't know, nowadays records are so perfect, you know. Everything has got to be done, you know, just right. And for me, I really love all the old soul records. I love it when it was more real, more raw. There was more human in it. I feel like the human has gotten out of a lot of music these days. So I think it was really awesome to work with my producer, and there was a guy who co-produced who also engineered the record, and who, you know, my producer and I were really stuck on this real raw human vision, and my co-producer engineer, Walter, he was, you know, like, definitely stay with that, trust your gut on that, but we have to, you know, polish this up. We don't want to, you know, do it exactly like we did back in the olden days, you know, back when they did it on tape. We want to have some of the modern elements to it, you know, so we can not be so obtrusive to modern day ears. you know, because people just have a certain standard that they're used to hearing. But it was cool to have the combination of what me and my producer, you know, what we really had our vision, and then to have somebody else kind of balance with just, you know, the standard music industry standards these days, you know.
Right. Now, I must say, you know, being over 21 a couple of times, I can greatly appreciate the rawness of music. It was something special and unique going to a record store and buying an album or a 45. You felt that rawness in the music. It was real. It was really real. Don't get me wrong. It's nothing wrong with having a quote-unquote polished product. But it's something raw. It's something special and unique when you go in the studio, bare bones, live instrumentation, and you're just going down and laying a track down, and it's raw, it's real, and you can't fake it. And that's one of the things I get from you in your live performances. It's one thing to get in the studio and create. It's another completely different aspect when you go out on stage and you take it to a completely different level. How does that make you feel, and how do you come down from such a high after a performance like that?
Oh, performing to me is everything. I love it. The studio, I had to learn. You know, I had to learn how to be a studio singer. It's just it's a different world. I am a very energy sensitive person. And I love shows because I get to feel that connection and that oneness with who is ever in the audience and willing to be part of it with me. And
right. It
is really hard for me to come off that stage high. A lot of times we have long drives after shows, so that helps, you know, a nice little drive will definitely weigh you down. But when we're playing in town, I definitely see the sun come up a lot just from not being able to shut my brain off. It's overwhelming and so beautiful to me to feel that love like that. So
absolutely. Now, I'm going back to 2016 when you released Get Right. How have you seen your writing progress from then to where you are right now?
Oh, man. See, my writing is always progressing. When I first got to Nashville, I learned the Nashville songwriting way. You know, I learned the formula, the order, and then I decided to kind of just break out of it and do my own thing, which is what this record has kind of shown. It's definitely not standard as far as forms go, but I do love it. And for me, writing, if you notice from Get Right to Spice Groove, just how dramatically different the lyrics are, you know, every song has a different purpose. And so I always write, you know, for a purpose. Get Right was written for a live show. I wrote that song so I could sing it to people live and get people going live and really have that experience, you know, with the audience. I wrote that for my people. And you know, Spice Groove, I wrote that for my love. So you see, that's more intimate, you know, that's more vulnerable, I guess, to me, that message than just my general message of love that, like, Get Right gives. But I always try to stay evolving with writing and just push myself and try new things and not ever try to stay just one way, you know, with one genre or one style as far as lyrics go. I like to get poetic and weird, and I like to just lay it right out there on the table like Get Right does. So.
All right. One of the things that I love about Spice Groove, that smooth backbeat jazz infusion is incredible. It's incredible. It's funky, F-U-N-K-E, at the end. And the way you were able to just layer your vocals over that was beautiful. How long did it take you to work and also complete Spike's Groove?
So Spike's Groove actually started more acoustic. We didn't really add the whole guitar solo until we brought it full band. It started with just me and my guitar player, and he played that jazz riff for me, and I was like, oh, you know, because I love jazz, and so I was instantly inspired and, you know, wanted to write on it. And then we were playing it just acoustically, just me and my guitar player. We did a show with it, and then we kind of brought it to the full band and was like, hey, you know, we really want to do this full band. How can we work this out and fit it in with the show? And that's when we kind of made it a little more epic with the guitar solo. And I'm a huge fan of Jimi Hendrix. I love guitar solos so much. It's like a huge just part of my love. I obviously can't play guitar like that. But my guitar player Derek can, and he shreds it and kills it. So anytime I can give him a chance to shine, I love it. I love that stuff so much. So,
well, I'm gonna tell you something. It definitely resonates through your music. And without further ado, let's get into it. The new hit single from the incredible Stella Moore, of course, Spike's Groove, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Amazon.com, and be sure to pick up her 2016 release, Get Right. That's also available on iTunes and Amazon. And to get all the latest updates, stop by her official website. That's at www.stellamoore.com. And you can also get connected to all the rest of her social media websites there, and also her upcoming events and her album, EP, get confused with album EPs nowadays, but her debut EP is scheduled for release in May. My goodness, next month. Lovely one, it was truly an honor for me to have you on the show. And when the next single is ready to release, send it here. We will definitely debut it here first. And hopefully soon you'll make your way down here to Houston. We would love to have you come in the studio and perform.
Oh, I would love that. It's been really beautiful to talk to you today, and I just really appreciate you having me on the show.
Well, the pleasure is truly all mine. Much continued success, and keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Thank you so much. So much love all to right. You guys.
Same here. The captivating Stella Moore here in the zone of LOTO Radio. My goodness. Remember, family, the new hit single, Spike's Groove, available on iTunes and also on Amazon.com. My goodness. 1:28 Central Standard Time on a very mellow, therapeutic Wednesday afternoon. Let's get lost in a little bit of a Steve Cole with Maximum Cool here in the zone of LOTO.
I want to be loved. Not just any love, but your special love.
Can you love me that way? Can you love me that way? I just want to know the possibility. Do you understand the love that I really need? Do you want that responsibility? Embracing soul to soul, facing trouble toe to toe. Can you make this love a reality? Can you hold me when my body gets cold? Love me from the bottom of your soul. Trust me when your heart starts to bow. We can work it out.
Can you love me that way?
Can you truly feel what I'm feeling?
Can you love me that way?
I'm handling strictly business.
Can you love me that way?
When times are hard, friends are few.
Can you love me that way?
'Cause love was made for me and you.
Can you make me feel something real,
so I know when my heart is the real deal? Can you do that much for me? I wanna feel that kind of love that only comes from God above. 'Cause that's the love I've been dreaming of.
Can you hold me
when my body gets cold?
Love me
from the bottom.
Lord have mercy. And speaking of handle and beautiful, man, it was was a pleasure to have on the captivating and super talented Tracy Cruz. Yeah, so let's get into it. Her latest and new hit single, Losing in Love, from her upcoming EP, H3 Artifacts, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
I'm losing in love. I feel like unusual for you to just not call me. It's unusual for you to stop loving me.
Thank you.
Madness from his new album, Summer Madness, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And before that, yes, Lord, that also Rick Broad, my man, his new album, Around the Horn, of course, Love Take Me, featuring the incredible Miss Lindsay Webster. It's been a blast. It's been real. Nothing but love and a whole lot of teddy bear cuddly to you today. It's been a wonderful Wednesday. I want to thank everybody for sharing the half the part of the afternoon with me. Hope you enjoyed the interview. Hope you enjoyed the music to hopefully get you through the day. I want everyone to be careful getting home from work. I know it can be sometimes tedious, somewhat strenuous, but it's okay. The teddy bear has you. A lot of uber love to y'all. Stay positive, so full of love. And as in always, keep it soulful here in the zone of LOTO Radio.